What is up to all my sick left radicals out there? Memes that can save the world coming to you from the propaganda factory. Just a very quick cut. I'm sorry that I have not been as active this past week. I still work a professional career. I work 12-hour shifts, and today is my last 12-hour shift on an 8-day stretch. I'll be off for a few days, so I will be able to pump out some more content. I'm not going to lie to you, tomorrow I am going to be beat. Again, this is just an opportunity to be honest with y'all about what we're doing. So now let's get into some breaking news headlines. The Supreme Court is going to let Trump move forward with firing thousands of workers. They essentially ruled that they're going to let it move forward and then let the process for the workers appealing work its way up the chain. So that's the 16,000 federal probationary workers. So again, it's allowed to go forward for now, but I'm sure that some of these employees are going to be suing. The initial suit was from the unions. The initial suit was from the unions. So that's why essentially it's getting a move through like that. Trump is not backing down from the tariff trade war with China. We have 104% tariffs set to take effect tomorrow, Wednesday, April 10th. I'm sorry, April 9th. Wednesday, April 9th, 104% tariffs are set to be levied against China, which is, you know, we use that for shorthand, but it's really increasing the prices of things in the store for Americans. Because we pay the tariffs, so the Trump taxes. He's taxing us 104% if we buy something from China, which is just crazy. I mean, if the king would have done this back in the day, in 1700s, colonists would have went wild. Secretary Bessent is up in the rhetoric, saying that China needs to back down. And, you know, just to pivot really quick, if Trump was using these tariffs against just China, it would make sense. China is in a weakened position right now. They have a soft real estate market. They have recovering domestic demand, and they really have been relying on exports. So in an adversarial sense, it does make sense to levy massive tariffs against China, but not everyone else, because there has to be some flow of goods. We have more student visas being revoked by the Trump administration. The University of Washington has reported that 5 international students and 4 recent graduates had their visas canceled without notice. So that's adding more to the visas of students, which again is just kind of crazy. You know, I don't understand. If we want immigration, we want people to come here, we do want them to become students. I mean, I'm sorry, we want them to be students and then, you know, integrate to the economy. It's just a lot of questions that's being raised from all of these decisions. Migrants who use the Biden era asylum app are told they need to get out of the country immediately. So all of the migrants who use the app, because, you know, essentially Biden shut down the border and you had to schedule an appointment on an app for asylum. And then from that, you'd get your court date and things like that. The Trump administration is saying that all of these people need to leave immediately, that they are no longer of legal status. That is about 900,000 people who are using the app. Which, again, they were here legally as cases were pending so that they could establish if they had a legal claim of being here. And part of being on that path is these people are given a legal, you know, avenue to work. They're not giving anything for free. They're just given a legal avenue to work. And then they're paying taxes. They're paying all of the taxes. And, you know, like, whenever you're becoming a citizen, which, first and foremost, asylum isn't necessarily a pathway to citizenship. There's other things that have to occur with the paperwork, things like that. But All of the taxes that you're paying to establish your paper trail before you become a citizen is not counted to any of your, like, if you actually become a citizen, like that's when your social security and all that payments start, like that actually count towards you getting those benefits. So immigrants are working and paying into the system. Thank you very much for that. Immigrants are working and paying into the system in the hopes of becoming citizens, and they're not getting any of the benefits. So actually it really helps. And you know, this is a convoluted thing. I'm in no way advocating for us to take advantage of these people, but the Trump administration just fundamentally doesn't understand the economics between the things that they fundamentally do not understand the economics of the things that they're tinkering with, because you have all of these immigrants paying into the system and it's bolstering it up for the rest of Americans. Again, not advocating for it, but you can intrinsically see the value that's being transferred. It's just very strange to want them to get out of the country. That's pretty much it. Again, I want to thank everyone for all of their time and being part of the team. We're getting up to about 250,000 sick left radicals between all of our platforms, TikTok, Facebook, our groups, our different pages. We're really moving in a way that is catching fire across the country. We're going to change America. We're going to change America for the working class. And as if that's at the expense of some billionaires, then, you know, it does suck. I hate to put it that way, but America was founded on the prosecution of minorities. And so, frankly, for me, I kind of like LGBTQ people. I like poor immigrants. So I want to pick the billionaires. You know, that's the minority that's single-handedly destroying this country. I have no problem saying that. If that hurts people's feelings, then I'm sorry for that. It's just like I have no problem saying I don't want a drunk, you know, leading the Department of Defense. It's just, I'm sorry, you know. But with that, we're gonna end this podcast because we're cutting a podcast right now, and we'll be right back up on live for everyone here. I appreciate your time today. See you soon.